The performer is Karim Nagy. He's a native of Egypt and is not only a drummer, but also a composer, folk dancer, and DJ. He's released 4 internationally acclaimed CDs featuring his unique approach to rhythm, and he'll be at the Monticello Opera House this Friday.
In this concert, people will see traditional and modern Arabic dance and music that I'll perform, and the Egyptian drumming will delight a lot of people. They'll relate to it, but the rhythms will be different.
That's because, Nagy explains, most Western music, especially today's popular music, is based on a count of 4, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, whereas Middle Eastern music is based on a wide variety of counts, with different drum sounds coming in at different points of the beat.
One rhythm, we would say, doom tak, doom doom setak, doom tak, doom doom setak, and each of those words that I'm saying represent the sound in the drum. So another rhythm could be tumis stakis stakis tumis stakis stakis tumis stakis. Another rhythm could be tum sa dum tek tum sa dum tek. And the dum sound is a low sound, the tek sound is a high sharp sound, and the is sound is where we decorate.
And Nagy says these beats don't just keep repeating themselves like a metronome. There are plenty of places, he says, where the drummer can just take off on rhythmic flights of fancy.
There's a lot of spontaneity in the decoration. So even though I have a traditional pattern, I'm going to improvise on how I deliver each phrase of the rhythm.
A core tenet of Nagy's musical approach is that everyone is connected to rhythm by the very fact they have a heartbeat.
At the surface level, it will seem unfamiliar to people, but my goal is to make it familiar through exposure and for them to see where their own innate rhythm connects to it.
Nagy also isn't shy about going far beyond the traditional Middle Eastern rhythms to incorporate modern Western beats from genres like hip-hop and electronica music.
Yeah, I think they've been exposed to it somehow, either in a traditional form or in some kind of modern electronic form.
It's happening this Friday.
The actual concert is at 8 o'clock, the actual performance, and they have a dinner and entertainment before that.
A truly unique performance in what is among the area's oldest and best-sounding performance spaces.
I'm very, very happy to come to the Monticello Opera House and do my, you know, dance and music performance for the first time in that region in such a prestigious place. I'm really grateful and excited.
The traditional and not-so-traditional rhythms of Egyptian drummer Karim Nagy. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.